Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello. Welcome, everyone. I know it has been a while. I have a lot to catch up on, I suppose. It is January 20th, 2022. Happy belated New Year. I hope you all had a great Christmas break holiday and a happy and safe New Year. As for us, we went to Vegas for Christmas, and then upon returning from Vegas, I got COVID. However, it was not bad at all. I could have gone to work and nobody would have known. That's how mild everything was. And the only reason I took a COVID test was because I did have a little bit of a sore throat. It wasn't anything major. And believe you me, when I have a sore throat, normally I am a huge, big baby. I cannot stand a sore throat. But this was just, it felt like I was just a little bit, I don't know, congested a little bit. I'm never congested, ever. And I thought perhaps it was just coming back from Vegas, the desert atmosphere, back to our North Alabama stormy, humid weather at that time. And so I didn't have any body chills, aches, tiredness. I had none of that. I barely even had a fever later for like a half a day. It was like 99.5 and it was for like a half of a day. But anyway, like I said, I had the sore throat. So I was just curious, mainly to see. So we went and bought a home test on January 1st, 2022. Got the last one from the store and came home and tested it. And sure enough, it was positive. I was stunned, y'all. Because I really didn't think I had it. I honestly did not think I had it because it was so ridiculously stupid mild, which I'm thankful for. And, you know, even though it tested positive, I still wonder if that's really what it was. Because, you know, I didn't even really feel sick. Like I said, I could have gone to work and nobody would have known. I mean, really, they probably would have just chalked it up to maybe some allergies or something. I had a cough here and there, but it wasn't anything, you know. Yeah, it was just like really, really, really mild. Thank goodness. Anyway, so I was out of work from December 23rd, because that's when we left to go to Vegas for our Christmas vacation. And then we came back on the 28th, and then I started feeling that mild, mild, mild sore throat around the 29th, 30th. And then I finally, on the first, I decided just to get tested just because. And sure enough, it was positive. And so then I had to stay out of work for a while. At the time, our policy was 14 days. And so I had to eat up more PTO. But thankfully, I had plenty of it to use. Anyway, I was home for a long time. I finally went back to work, I think, on January 11th. I tested negative on the 10th, went back to work on the 11th, and it was awesome. It was awesome. But that's not really the reason I came on here to talk about. I came on here to talk about on being bald, my bald head, and having alopecia. I know I've talked about it before, but I don't know. It's just something on my mind a lot lately. My alopecia is definitely getting worse. I mean, I keep what hair I do have, I keep it completely shaved off because I have such bad alopecia that if I let my hair grow, it would look silly. I mean, there's no way that I can let it grow and it cover up anything because there's more bald spots than there is hair. Therefore, I shave it completely off, and I've used a couple of different shavers. I have an electric shaver that I like a lot from freedomgrooming.com. And then I bought a new shaver right before we left to go on vacation called the Omni Shaver. And that's not an electric razor. It's actually a handheld, two-bladed, small little compact razor that goes both directions. And so I was a little afraid to use it at first because all of their pamphlets and literature says don't use it sideways. Like, you know, sometimes when you shave, like with my electric razor, I move my head all over the place. But they said with this, you have to actually use it a back and forth motion and kind of press down hard. But do not turn your head sideways because it could cause severe cutting and damage and bleeding. I thought, oh my God, you know, I don't want to use this. I'm so afraid. But I finally got it out the other day and I used it and I love it. So I am going to do a video review on that very soon, and it will be on my YouTube channel. The other thing I want to talk about is I thought about maybe trying to dip my toe or do a part-time investigate what a, you know, if I could do a part-time modeling gig for bald women over 50. I don't know what that would look like. I don't know if there's anything out there. I don't know if there's an audience for that. But, you know, I know of a lot of bald women. I really do because I'm in a, I was in a wig Facebook group. And there are a lot of women who are losing their hair, have hair loss problems, baldness, all this stuff. They're super afraid to shave off what they have, so they wear wigs, of course. But, and that's fine. I did too for a while. But then finally, I decided to just go ahead and embrace my baldness, and I shaved everything off. There's a story behind that. Maybe I'll tell it to you another time, but right now I'm running short on time. I'm in my car having on my lunch break, but this is where I do most of my recording for my podcast episodes. So, I know there are women out there that are balding, and I, you know, they're always afraid to shave off what they have, which is fine. I understand that. I was too for a long time, and they wear wigs, and that's great. But like I said, I finally decided to embrace my baldness. I'm selling all of my wigs, most of them. I'll say 95% of the wigs I'm selling that I have. I have quite a few. I would say 15, and I might keep 4. But I won't even wear them. But the reason I'm keeping them is I'm not ready to sell them yet. The other ones I know I'll never wear. And so I'm just selling them. And the ones I'm keeping, I probably won't wear. I just like going bald. This is the whole reason I came on. It's because I feel more natural in my, and I don't mean physically. I mean spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, I feel more like myself with a shaved, bald head. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but it makes sense to me. Once I got over that fear and was able to shave my hair off and not wear wigs out in public, I just felt so good. I felt free. I felt in control. I felt like even though I lost my hair, I feel like I've gained something better about myself. So my hair, I think, was something that was physical that I put on for other people, looks-wise, that I would want to put on for other people just for appearances. But now that I don't have that hair anymore to hide behind or whatever we women associate our hair with. You know, I always like to say some women, including me at one time, thought, you know, our hair was our crown, you know. So, but once I got rid of my hair and shaved it and embraced my baldness and went out in public, I don't know, and I hate to use the word empowering because I don't like that word and neither does my husband. I think it's, I don't know. I don't want to say silly, but it's just overused a lot, I think. But in this case, maybe it is appropriate. I feel like I've gained an inner strength when I lost the outer appearances that I was trying to put on. Not really trying to put on, but I don't know what I'm trying to say. And maybe I should have figured this out before I did an episode. I let my, Oh, and I really didn't even have good natural hair either. I guess when I went to wigs and I felt beautiful wearing wigs, that was becoming, I guess, my crown. My wigs were my crowns, and I was putting a lot of emphasis in that looks, appearances, whatever. And don't get me wrong, I still like to look good, so I will wear a lot of eye makeup, fake false lashes, big earrings, because I think, you know, when you have a bald head, when I have a bald head, I want to look feminine, because I can look like a guy at the same time. I can look like Uncle Fester, but also look like Sinead O'Connor, if that makes any sense. Is that her name? You know who I'm talking about. Anyway, I feel better about myself being bald and going out in public being bald. I feel like I'm just truer, and I'm presenting my truer self to the world. See, when we were in Vegas, I did take wigs, and I wore one wig out to a show one night, and I didn't like it. I did not like the way I felt in the wig. I felt like, oh my gosh, everybody's looking. Everybody's looking. They're going to know it's not real hair. They're going to know it's fake. They know I'm wearing a wig. And for one, who cares if they did know? I shouldn't care, but I did. I felt very insecure in my wig, even though it was a good wig, if that makes any sense. But when I went, the rest of the time when I got home, I mean, when I got back from, when he got back from that show, when I took my wig, I just never wore one the rest of the trip. And never wore one the rest of the trip. And I just, it felt really good. I think coming to the realization that I was very insecure in my wigs, no matter how good of a wig it is, I just didn't feel right. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel right. I didn't feel natural. I didn't feel bad. I just didn't feel natural. But now that I'm embracing my baldness and going out and just, it's me. It's just me. And I like it. I like not hiding behind something, I suppose. Anyway, that's all I have to say. You know what? That's not all I have to say. I know I will have more to say later and in the future. And there will be more episodes about that. And I'm going to do more YouTube videos as well. And I'm going to blog more about it. Okay, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I know it's been a while, but thanks for listening and have a great day.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!